Greetings, and welcome to another episode of Mountain Matters. This is Ryan Orr, bringing you the news you need to know. We published late today, so we could be the first to report what the City of Big Bear Lake Council decided to do at a special meeting Thursday morning to fill the vacancy left by former City Councilmember Bennett Moat, who resigned at the February 14th meeting. The options facing the council at the meeting, in which Councilmember Rick Herrick was not present, were 1. Allowing the District 5 City Council seat to remain vacant until the November 2024 election, 2. Schedule a special meeting to interview and appoint an applicant to the seat to fill the remainder of the term set to expire in November of 2024, or 3. Direct staff to schedule a special election to fill the remainder of the District 5 City Council term. The council chose a fourth option not laid out in the staff report, which was simply to do nothing at this point. From a strategic viewpoint, this means that they could revisit the issue with another special meeting or at the regularly scheduled March 13th council meeting, when Councilman Herrick is expected to be in attendance, and with a deadline to take action by April 15th, the default with no action taken is to simply let the seat remain vacant until the election. All three council members not only expressed a preference to want Herrick included in any decision, but also roundly rejected the special election option, which according to City Clerk Erica Stevenson, could cost taxpayers upwards of $200,000 and several months to organize. So the takeaway is that unless the issue is taken up by the four remaining council members at the March meeting and another special meeting isn't called, the likely and most feasible option will be to simply wait the 9 months until the election, in which the District 5 seat would be up for election anyway, and let the voters decide. And unless something unforeseen happens in the interim, very few issues have drawn a division in votes between the remaining four council members that would result in a draw. Stay tuned for more updates as they become available. The Big Bear City CSD has accepted a $50,000 commitment from the San Bernardino County 3rd District Supervisor Don Rao to support a pilot program to address some issues with solid waste disposal in the district that will supplement the current curbside pickup. While the pilot project is still under consideration by the CSD board, some solutions being floated include pop-up trash drop-off sites on busy weekends, to increased cleanup days at the Paradise Way maintenance yard. CSD representatives stressed that negotiations are ongoing with Supervisor Rao's office for additional funding and that all options are still on the table for solid waste disposal solutions. April 26th through 28th will be the first major ham radio event in the San Bernardino Mountain and surrounding area in years. Organized by local resident, event coordinator, and ham radio enthusiast Dee Dee Smith Herman, the Big Bear Mini Hamcation will be held at the Holiday Inn Resort in the Big Bear Lake Village. The goal is to promote a weekend escape to Big Bear Valley and explore the ham radio hobby, which was vital in coordinating rescues during the 2023 Snowmageddon storms and is also used to coordinate tracking and safety for Big Bear Valley's biggest recreational events and races. The event welcomes all experience levels and will host everything from discussions on portable antennas to supporting community events, emergency communications, overcoming mic fright, and more. For more information about the Big Bear Mini Hamcation or to inquire about being a vendor, visit bigbearminihamcation.com, call 909-683-3231, or radio Smith Herman at callsign K6DDZ. Continued and consistent snowfall over these last several weeks, and more expected this weekend, has naturally led to more snow play. And more snow play, unfortunately and inevitably, leads to more broken and discarded sleds. The Southern California Mountains Foundation Trails Program leaders are humbly asking that we do our part as trail lovers, outdoor advocates, and community members to politely educate visitors on the proper disposal of recreational sleds and even pickup sleds so that we can keep our winter wonderland as pristine as possible. Congratulations to the Big Bear High School boys basketball team, who had an amazing season and made it all the way to the CIF Division 5A championship game against the Fireball Falcons, but lost to their opponent 76-31. Despite the loss, two of the three top team scorers are juniors, and some promising underclassmen, such as sophomore Savion Sarapuru, who led scoring in the championship game with 13 points, will be back next year, making the Bears the team to beat in the Cross Valley League and setting up another shot at a playoff run in the 2025 CIF bracket. Great job, Bears. And keep your ears open for a new local podcast coming soon from lawyer, mediator, and Big Bear City CSD board member Michael Eagleson, who plans to cut through the red tape and let you, local residents, know exactly what comes out of local government meetings and how it affects you. Listen wherever you find your podcasts. That's it for this episode of Mountain Matters. Thank you all for listening, and always remember to stay informed, get involved, and take care.